Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. We're now into hour number four. We have a guest coming up. I will intersperse some financial news and some treason news coming up during this interview. Very important treason news coming up. But right now, let's jam a few more phone calls in here. Up next is Michael in Colorado. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
To do with what you were saying, like how they put things in front of our face before they execute the attack. Like last year, I was watching Discovery, and it was a show about like ice ages, right? So they skip to this thing where they have all these scientists talking about the ice age and how they were actually talking about how there's an ice age coming instead of global warming. But that's not the point. They were working on these satellites, right, with these reflectors, and they were saying that with like four or five of these satellites pointed at one spot on the ocean, they would be able to raise the global temperature enough to battle this ice age or whatever. And but what they would need to do is have an oil slick on the ocean surface in order to bounce this ray into our atmosphere to bring up the temperature.
Well, I know this. Now the UN is saying they're worried about global freezing, and we're supposed to forget about all their fake global warming. And they're teaching school kids we must stabilize the climate. The climate is always unstable. I mean, they're even trying to blame volcanoes on global warming now. I mean, I joked about that a few weeks ago about the Iceland volcano. They're now in the news saying, oh, yes, thawing glaciers reduced pressure on the volcano. That has nothing to do with it. And by the way, glaciers worldwide in the last 3 years have been getting bigger. So, I mean, they say the Haitian earthquake was caused by global warming. They say the Chilean earthquake was caused by it. Because they know the public is kind of halfway paying attention. And, oh, you better pay Al Gore. But meanwhile, Al Gore says he believes that the sea levels are going to rise the next 10 years and flood all the major cities. He's bought two mansions on waterfront property. It's just made up fraud. You got this big, demonic, fat, lying piece of trash that told us NAFTA and GATT was going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. And then he's up there saying, pay him money and he will save you from raising water. I mean, he's literally just a complete joke. I appreciate your call. Again, how did NAFTA and GATT turn out for you, folks? Well, remember, he was the one pushing that. He was the big spearhead on that. He loves conning people. He enjoys robbing you. Al Gore is a piece of trash. Chris in Boston, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Doing all right.
Good. And I hope you hear the word thank you enough every day, every week, because you're certainly doing a lot for our country.
Well, I appreciate you, buddy. I'm just trying to save my family. Go ahead.
Me too. And I have a 10-year-old son, so I hear that. But I'm a musician, actually a conservative libertarian musician living in Boston, so I'm... You can see how that works out for me here in liberal Boston. But actually, Bob Chapman sent you a song that I wrote called Freedom. I was on a radio program with him. I'm not sure if you heard the song at all.
You know, it does ring a bell. I mean, I've heard so much good music. I'll have to go pull it up. Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. And if you can look up, I think April 28th, Bob sent you the email, the YouTube link. But I wanted to, you know, just if you ever want to use that song for any of your movies, free of charge. I just want to be part of the cause, and you know.
What's the name of this song on YouTube?
It's called Freedom.
Probably a lot of stuff under Freedom.
Yeah, look up Chris Ross, Freedom.
Okay, good. We'll check it out.
By the way, I looked up American Spectator and I had the quote. I'm not sure if anyone.
What, by Rand Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah, give us the quote.
He basically just said, "As a United States senator, I would never vote to condemn Israel for defending herself," and that's it.
Well, yeah, and I mean, if Israel gets attacked, then they have a right to defend themselves. So how is that? You got the left media, you got the right-wing media. They're all establishment incumbents attacking Rand Paul. What does that tell you about him? I mean, when you've got the entire fake political spectrum attacking him, you know he's good. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Christopher C. Horner is our guest for the rest of the hour. He serves as a senior fellow at CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's an attorney in Washington, D.C. Horner has represented CEI as well as scientists and members of the U.S. House and Senate on matters of environmental policy in the federal courts, including the Supreme Court. He has written on numerous topics and publications ranging from law reviews to legal and industrial trade journals to print and online opinion pages, and is the author of the two best-selling books, Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed. Greenpeace has repeatedly targeted Mr. Horner by stealing his garbage on a weekly basis, issuing press releases announcing with whom he dines, and including him in various other hysterical publications. Of course, they're funded by big central banks. They have a fleet bigger than major government's fleets. They want your property. They want to guilt you into handing everything over to the elite. His new book is Power Grab, How Obama's Green Police, Green Policies Will Steal Your Freedom and Bankrupt America. Again, new book, Power Grab, How Obama's Green Policies Will Steal Your Freedom and Bankrupt America. And folks, my issue here is rhetoric cannot describe how bad they are. I mean, you watch Audi commercials like Green Police. That's actually what they're doing in Europe and what they have planned here. This has nothing to do with the environment. It's a bunch of control freaks running your life, controlling every facet of it. They know global warming's a fraud. They've already moved on to other scaremongering. and they're not going to stop. And they said, even if the Senate won't pass this legislation, they don't care. They're going to have the executive branch implement it. So if they are successful, it's over. And look at how they cowed and beat Republicans into submission, because this is what the establishment wants. Look at how BP's been one of their biggest funders of global carbon taxes, a new derivative scam. So Christopher C. Horner, author of Power Grab, that just came out, CEI.org is the website. It's good to have you here with us, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
So much is going on. Let's get into, since we had you on 2 or 3 months ago, what's happened with the Power Grab, the fake environmental movement, and what new heads the Hydra has sprout, and where all this is going.
Okay, so about 11 months ago, the House passed this cap-and-trade bill. It was about 1,300 pages long, and they obviously did not read the bill. They snuck in 300 more pages of buying votes at 3 a.m. the night of the morning of the vote, and folks declared it dead in the Senate. And then something strange happened. People did get upset, and they had recently been talking about drill here, drill now, and we're sitting on the world's largest energy reserves, and the real national security issue is refusing to tap your domestic energy resources. We won't pass an energy rationing scheme, right? Well, about 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, openly said to Washington papers Politico and I think The Hill that he was going to suspend the committee process in the Senate in order to cram cap and trade down, but they decided they wouldn't call it cap and trade. Reid said, several people said things that are very important. There are four people, Harry Reid, John Kerry, Joe Lieberman, and Lindsey Graham. Harry Reid said, well, this would entail the jurisdiction of almost every Senate committee. Now, pause and stop. Why? Because it impacts almost every aspect of your life, including the Senate Finance Committee, which writes tax law. It's the biggest tax increase in our history and so on. Reid said, therefore, obviously the 4 years would just get confused, he's going to write the bill. And he began bringing in constituencies, and that means not your listeners, by the way. It means even the chamber and API and green pressure groups. And he asked them, what do you need in order to support this bill? And he asked the Chamber of Commerce and the American Petroleum Institute, what do you need to not run those television ads? Because both groups raised a lot of money to run ads educating voters on this energy tax, unless it gave them what they want. And so far, it appears they probably got what they want, which is essentially a gas tax on top of the light switch tax to give to funnel money to projects.
And now they're claiming, I've heard them on the news, oh, there's a new bill in the Senate to fund the cleanup in the Gulf. How convenient that this BP spill happened when they're one of the biggest pushers of the carbon tax. And how convenient they wouldn't put the booms in early in Louisiana and Mississippi and Florida and are letting the oil come in. Oh, I'm afraid they have to have their taxes now.
Let me tell you something. I was in the room with BP. I sat in for a gentleman named Ken Lay 13 years ago this month. I was, as I've discussed with you very briefly, I was the director of federal government relations for a company called Enron. And my number one priority, I was told after I took the job, was to get a global warming treaty and a domestic cap and trade scheme. And the company they developed it with was BP, and they had set up this market with Goldman Sachs.
Oh.
This does fit very conveniently. Look, I understand how it fits into the narrative today, but you have to understand, I was the crazy guy on the street corner muttering about this for about 6 years before anybody, oh, wait a second, I got it. It's called rent-seeking. These businesses trying to make money the old-fashioned way by having their buddies in government agree to take some of their power in return for a guaranteed opposition to competition and a wealth transfer from you and me to them. So they bought all these uneconomic industries, like Enron had the world's largest windmill company they bought on the cheap. It's now called GE Wind.
Well, I mean, here's an example. BP will pay a $1 billion fine. They've already made that in increased oil prices. And then now they'll get more liability protection from government. Their competition won't be able to drill in the Gulf. It's just like FEMA got more power by screwing up what happened in Katrina.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's pretty clear that, well, it's in the public record, that the green groups, actually, with whom I met, by the way, that same day in the same room, there were groups like Union of Concerned Scientists and Natural Resources Defense Council. They were Baptist and bootlegger coalitions. The green groups, after the BP, after the well exploded, the green groups were shrieking to the White House, don't you dare burn that oil off. and they screamed about consequences of burning, igniting the oil before it got too well mixed. Well, as I said, actually, on a TV show, I think that night, or within a few days, you have to understand something. I could be as irresponsible as a lot of people were about Bush, and just say, look, the administration, which, by the way, was BP's favorite political candidate over 20 years, as you know, the administration was just taking orders from its green group buddies, and they want this to be as bad as it can possibly be, because the damage, while real, is temporary. The tragedy was the 11 men who lost their lives. But this is a White House that says never let a good crisis go to waste. They even engineer crises like claiming a global catastrophe from global warming. And the Greens, of course, have never made money hand over fist like they have.
And for those that don't know, if they would have ignited this within hours, there would be almost zero problem. Almost all of it would have burned off at the source. Carbon dioxide would have been put into the atmosphere, you know, much smaller than a volcano, would have literally had almost no effect if they would have done what the old-timers did and set that sucker on fire until they figured out a plan to cap it. And now we know why 35 days later the White House has done everything they can to block this, because now they're going to get their carbon taxes that Paul Volcker demands we must have to pay Goldman Sachs their bonuses. Now they're going to get it.
Let me tell you, okay, so we know what BP actually did engineer this, and the Greens are biting them, as you knew they would. BP and Enron were in on this from the beginning. Again, I was in the room. There's no point denying it. The Greens did tell the White House, don't burn it off. We just know the White House said, don't burn it off. It probably is a coincidence, and they weren't taking their marching orders from the Greens. But we know BP's been pushing an agenda that John Kerry said, even after the spill, ironically, he said, I've been working with these companies, BP and Shell, to write this law. He said this. It's, again, in the public domain. So Harry Reid said, I'm going to suspend the committee process, like with health care. John Kerry said, I'm not going to call this bill cap and trade because I don't know what cap and trade means. Yes, he does. And it has cap and trade in it. He just said it's mean if you call it that because, of course, there's a memo I talk about in PowerGraph written by Stanley Greenberg, who was Bill Clinton's pollster. He conducted some polling, and he said to his clients, who are Democratic politicians, you have to do two things. Stop saying cap and trade and global warming and start calling it something else, and then it might work. Don't change your agenda. Just call the agenda something
else.
Yeah,
he called it our deteriorating atmosphere.
Well, he said, here are the catchphrases that I've polled well. Green jobs and clean energy. So John Kerry said, I don't want to call it cap and trade. I don't know what cap and trade means. It's a jobs and national security bill, clean energy, of course, it is, dear. Joe Lieberman said, oh, I don't want to call it cap and trade because you remember the artist formerly known as Prince? Well, this is now called pollution emission. He said that. This is now called the pollution emission reduction credits or something. He won't say cap and trade. Lindsey Graham said 2 weeks ago, this isn't a global warming bill because global warming no longer exists as a reason to pass legislation. It's still the same bill. He still said he'd vote for it. He just took his name. He said, I won't be a sponsor because I'll get in all sorts of trouble with my constituents, but I'll still support it. But it's no longer the reason that it's always been. The point of all this is where I begin with the book. Nobody says cap and trade would detectably impact the climate. I repeat, nobody says the temperature after cap and trade would be any different than it otherwise was going to be. It's not about the temperature. It was offered in the name of the temperature. Their pollster told them to cut it out.
Of course, it's about deciding who can have industry, who can have businesses, and taxing the hell out of us.
Yep. And in fact, here's what I do. I begin by pointing out, we know it's not about the climate, so what's it about? Well, it turns out it's about power. It turns out that it is about they can't trust you with your various freedoms that they never thought they could trust you with anyway. And I've got quotes in here that are out there that, for some reason, nobody's running with. Carol Browner gave it. She's the energy and climate czar who had a phony position, that position created for her, because she could never achieve Senate confirmation, and she would cause great political havoc, of course, having been a commissioner for the Socialist International, if Obama tried to get her confirmed. She was put into this phony position to lord over cabinet officials, and she gave an interview to U.S. News in March of last year in which she said, it's their objective to get to the point where the electric utilities hold back power from you so that you'll still be able to cool your home, just not as much as you would like. Meaning what, Alex? As much as they would like. They're admitting it.
Stay there. This is incredible. Let's come back and talk about the control freak panopticon And Texas, I already had it put into my office. I couldn't say no. California, they're going to remote control your thermostat. They're going to run everything and surveil you. We'll be back with our guest.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, Chris Horner's new book is Power Grab. We'll tell you how to get that before he leaves us. Very important info, but all his books are bestsellers, so you'll see it all over the place. And again, I research this constantly. Everything he's saying is on record. He's bringing up Carol Browner. He's going to go over more of these, like, we'll control your thermostat, we'll run your life, we're your God. What about Elena Kagan? Over and over again saying, if we don't like your speech, it's banned. Or Cass Sunstein. Or we're going to get your guns. Or the White House science czar. We're going to put stuff in the water to sterilize you. I mean, folks, I don't just say this. I have their white papers. Here's Elena Kagan, University of Chicago Law Review. I mean, I've got the White House science czar's own textbook right here. These people are in league with Hitler and Stalin. And I don't say that for rhetoric. Let me go back to my guest. Chris, you started reading her quotes. It's like a bad dream. I mean, how can these people be such dirtbags, so obviously evil, and such a threat to everybody? I mean, most people I know with money are fleeing the country. Go ahead.
Well, they have this. The one thing that's never changed is their utopian vision, dystopian, you ask me, but this idea that they will organize society. What changes is their vehicle. What's the excuse? What's the latest victim that has to be rescued from the horrors of individual liberty? And it was, of course, the worker, and the worker threw off those shackles, so it became the environment, which can't speak back. Wealthier's healthier, wealthier's cleaner. They have to know this, but they really hate wealth. It's just the excuse, the latest excuse. Freedom brings wealth, so they attack your freedom. How badly? Well, all right, the president has given some speeches that in isolation just seem weird. He said, of course, under my plan of a cap and trade system, electricity prices would necessarily skyrocket. He said he would use it to bankrupt industries he didn't like. His quote was, coal, you know, natural gas, whatever the industries. Then he admitted it would be passed on to the consumer, and he said, and this will also raise billions of dollars. Well, in the book, I detail how I used FOIA to get Treasury documents that say, there was a memo written 6 days after Obama was elected, in which they said, he wants to do this, here's what we can do. And under the justification paragraph, they wrote revenues. This will raise, quote, possibly up to several percentage points of GDP, parentheses, i.e. The equivalent of the corporate income tax rate. Well, corporate income tax. The corporate income tax, among the highest in the world, raises $400 billion per year. The biggest tax increase in our history to pay off World War II, which was an expiring tax, it cost the dollars is $107 billion per year. So we're talking about a spectacular amount of money. But they don't just want to steal your money. They want to steal your freedoms. He gave another speech in which he said, you can't eat what you want, drive what you want, or put your thermostat where you want. The specific quote was, we can't eat as much as we want, drive our SUVs, and keep our thermostats at 72 degrees at all times, and expect that other countries are just going to say, okay. Well, I didn't ask, okay. But B, what is the President of the United States doing, obsessing about how much I can eat, what I can drive, and where I can put my thermostat?
Well, he's also playing us off against other countries and invoking hatred of us. Just like he had Calderon here last week saying, ban all our semi-automatic rifles and handguns. This is the Socialist Internationale. This is their mode.
Well, sovereignty is not a big thing to them. They do believe that one way to skin this cat is through global governance is not the same as a global government, though the global governance crowd would, of course, love that. I'm just saying, he's a big proponent of global governance. What I'd like to do, if we can stay when I come back, is talk about the way they want to control your thermostat, and you're not going to believe the documents that someone slipped me. But the Guardian in the UK, Old Red herself, reported that the Obama administration was briefing European diplomats before Copenhagen that failed global, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah, no, they're going to tax you for any amount, and then they say in peak times they're going to control it. That's actually, they're announcing that in California. Start getting into it right now.
Well, okay, well, they want to use these things called smart meters. Smart meters put the meat on the bones of what Carol Browner said when she said, we want to get to a system whereby the utility holds back power from you. Why would a utility hold back power from you? They're in the business of selling you power. Because there's physical scarcity, which this crowd is arranging, as I detail in the book, and because they've got a requirement that they hold back power from you. So the state is going to use the utility, according to the energy czar, to decide. She said, you'll still be able to cool your home, just not as much as you would like, which means just as much as they would like. Well, it turns out the Assistant Secretary of Energy for Energy Efficiency, a woman who was Al Gore's CEO before she took this job, making $325,000 a year as a green pressure group CEO. She divested herself of utility stocks because, of course, the appearances would be terrible if she didn't. But someone slipped me her financial disclosure documents, and guess what? She held on to $500,000 in a smart meter company.
Oh!
Said, yeah, how about that? Assistant Secretary of Energy for Energy Efficiency, in charge of getting the smart meter mandate in, that Carol Browner says is the way that you can't control your thermostat, the state will. And we've got a woman who held on to between $265,000 and $550,000 of smart meter company stock, in addition to another green jobs company her husband.
It's incredible. Stay there. Folks, this is why I get angry. And you should be angry, too. They're openly saying they're going to decide what temp your house is. Naked body scanners aren't enough. All their taxes aren't enough. Nothing is enough for these people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We're going back to Christopher Horner right now. New book, Power Grab, How Obama's Green Policies Will Steal Your Freedom and Bankrupt America. But Matt Ryan, for years, who's one of the TV/radio board ops and producers, he worked at Austin Energy. And, of course, he's talked about the meetings where they'd point out that the illegal aliens wouldn't pay their power bill. The city just said, let them have free power. I've talked to Austin cops. They're ordered to let them go, DWI. That's a separate issue, though. But I walked out during the break, and I said, well, the city didn't ask us here at our business. They came and stuck the new smart thermostat on last year. And in the brochure, it said, well, since your thermostat was free, businesses don't have an option, free, taxpayer paid for it, we may turn your heat down in the winter or your cool, up in the summer if we're having problems supplying power. Now, that was the old Enron scam where they got caught to create artificial scarcity, where they were showing congressmen and the state legislature fake computer trades on computers. They were just making up the price, and their internal studies showed if we double or triple prices or even turn power off, that creates the perception that it's scarce. And now they're doing it with the water, with power. This green movement is about raping you. But I briefly wanted Matt Ryan here on air. I mean, plus we can dig up the Austin Energy contract says it. I mean, I'd read this, but he goes, no, you're absolutely correct. Austin already has this. They already control this building's thermostat. I am under these criminals' control. Matt Ryan, tell folks.
Right. These programmable thermostats are one of the green initiatives sponsored by Austin Energy. You call them up. They'll give you a free thermostat, a programmable thermostat. It'll work for you 24/7 around the clock, except during what they call peak usage times, which is a time period usually in the afternoon when they say, okay, well, there's a lot of people turning their ACs on. They can turn yours off, and they will turn yours off for usually about 15 minutes during a day when they feel that they're having peak usage.
And that's in the federal legislation to even control what goes in air conditioners.
Right.
Just like your cell phone since 96 tracks you in real time, they're designing the Big Brother grid. But I want to tell you, with this business, we don't have a choice.
Right.
They are our lord.
And
they are our king.
I can't tell you how many times I got a call from an apartment tenant saying, why did y'all come out here and put this in? I do not want this meter in here. And it's their landlord that said, oh, programmable thermostats, that's a perk. We'll give it to all of our tenants. And whether they like it or not, and believe me, they would complain, they got an
all
right. energy thermostat.
I want to have you back in and talk about this more in the future. I want to go back to Christopher Horner, but thank you for coming in and telling us. So Christopher Horner, here we are. I mean, I'm already under these people's control, and if they can naked body scan my kids to fly, if they can control the temperature in my office, I mean, literally, this is worse than the Soviet Union.
What they're talking about is squeezing you at both ends. They're trying to ration the physical supply, create physical scarcity where there should not be any. Remember, the United States sits on the world's largest energy reserves. We don't have physical scarcity that would lead to this sort of, in essence, micro brownout. But you're going to get to the larger point of brownouts because we're following the UK's path of saying no coal, no nuclear. We'll just build offshore wind farms someday. And then you're going to see them obsessing about the fact when they get the Olympics, they're actually not going to have the electricity. But what you've got here is Browner is saying things like, okay, this is not just the smart meter that will tell us when you're using your energy. What I guess this Kathy's always also invested in with this company, Landis and Gear, a Swiss smart meter company, $500,000 worth of stock, and just wait till she succeeds in getting those mandated in one of the biggest markets in the world. They're talking about also getting to the point, like Matt was discussing, whereby they can say, I'm sorry, you've been running your dishwasher too often, wrong time of day, clothes washer, sorry. Carol Browner sold it in this interview to U.S. News as a savings to the consumer. And I just want your listeners to know they're saving a fortune in India right now, in Haiti, and all over the world by not using energy. But we live in the richest country in the world, sitting on top of the world's largest energy resources. But that means we have freedom, and they don't like it. Van Jones, the communist, self-avowed communist radical, he said, this is a quote, also in the book, among many others, the green economy will start off as a small subset, and we will push it and push it and push it until it becomes the engine for, wait for it, transforming the whole society. Yes, he said that. It always comes down to, this is the vehicle for doing to this terribly flawed transgressor of America that they have to fundamentally transform. This is the vehicle. This is the excuse. Your freedoms are simply nothing you can be trusted with.
And then meanwhile, Enron, and of course you briefly worked for them for about a month and you quit and exposed it all on record, and valiantly so, they wrote the cap and trade carbon tax fraud, literally Madoff level. Going back to California, they tried the same scam there, and in their memos it said, we turn their power off, then they perceive it's more valuable, they'll put up with a triple, price increase. Ha, 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 we're raping these schmucks. I mean, so you've got the big money, it's just not free market money, who wants this government monopoly. I think that's the key to defeat these little green devils, is to expose that they could care less about the environment. This is all a way just to run everybody's lives.
Yet the temperature after cap and trade will be, according to everybody, whatever it would have been. So we know it's not about that. It's an excuse. And the point is, the president comes out there, and this is another quote. He said, some of America's biggest companies support this, by way of saying, so it must be a good idea. Of course, that's usually his position, right? No one's ever asked publicly, okay, but why? Why is GE, which has Enron's old windmills, which nobody wants unless you mandate and heavily subsidize them, why is a gas... Did you know the gas industry is actually running these ads calling for more windmills? Because more windmills simply mean more gas. You can't really dial a coal plant up and down to meet the schizophrenia of the wind, but you can be more easily with gas.
Oh, yeah, they know the wind doesn't work, doesn't transfer the power. They love it. Because exactly, the gas refining companies, they love it. They go, sure, idiots, get rid of coal. Shut down what produces 51% of our power. Shut down our competition. We love it.
Well, you're right about creating artificial scarcity and the seeming paradox of it, and business is pushing the idea of scarcity. But you also pointed out why businesses can benefit from scarcity. Now, what I did in the book is I pointed out this is by no means, and it's obviously the world's second oldest profession, but this is also has a very long history in the U.S., and there are left-wingers who point out that the history of the progressive movement was the corporate tie-ups to keep competition out, to lock in a nice livelihood for themselves with their buddies in government. And this is absolutely reminiscent of that for reasons I go into. And, again, it started with railroads and then various other industries. We've now got it with something extremely important to your lives and your family's lives and our national security and your family's security, and that is energy. They're seeking to script scarcity, dangerous scarcity, in the name of a boogeyman that keeps changing, and now it's national security.
But then they'll be the savior with your energy allotment if you're poor. Once they make you poor, now you're dependent on them, and you'll vote. You want power in the winter, old lady? Vote to ban the Second Amendment.
Well, I tell you this. This is a very big tent, probably for a lot of reasons. There's a strange thing going on when you look at why are the population zealots so supportive of this? Why are the fallen communists so supportive? The persistent communists, the Greens, the Reds, the pro-tax, the anti-development. There is a very broad coalition here that I want folks to think about this. Why is this extremely disparate group, along with some of, as the president said, America's biggest companies, pushing something? You're not at the table to get essentially screwed. They're negotiating you out of the deal, but at your expense. All of them have this agenda in common. Why? And the why is, again, the point of the book. This is a vehicle for their long-held wish list of organizing society. And there will be trade-offs, yes, involved, and your life will be very different. And when they orchestrate collapse on one level or another, it's true. They rush in with more state as the solution. Now, the president is lecturing Spain to cut it out right now because he doesn't want them to drag us down, be the next Greece, and drag us down with them, because he's got a fundamental transformation to impose here. But last week in a Spanish newspaper, La Gazeta, there was a full-paged article, the headline of which was, quote, direct translation, Spain admits that green economy as sold to Obama is a disaster.
Yeah, I saw that. So here's the deal. Their globalization, their command destruction, their neo-feudalism has been too good at destroying things, and so it's blowing up in their face before they get all the vice grips in place.
I have to say that when the state controls power, the state controls an awful lot. And what this agenda does is transfer basic energy use and production and transmission, all these decisions from individuals, producers, and consumers to the state. And when you do that, you are giving up an awful lot of your liberties. Now, I married a European. She's from a country where they have a joke, at least they're still laughing for now, that it's a good thing we don't have all the cars we pay for. Where would we put them? What they mean by that in Denmark is, through the special assessment and the VAT, they have doubled the price of cars there in order to force scarcity upon the public, because it's a wealthy country and they would have all these cars.
Oh, no.
The status didn't care for that. And so what they did is they, in effect, doubled the price of a vehicle to force the population out of automobility. Now, when you start letting go of automobility, pretty soon you'll find yourself letting go of control of very basic decisions like the temp, as you pointed out. Now, when you let go of things like this, please don't be surprised when you wake up one morning and there's an awful lot more that's just gone.
Well, no, I mean the social engineers admit that they want to have one-child policy, that they want to decide what we're going to be when we grow up. They're literally organizing all of human society in a nightmarish way. I mean, we know when people try to organize things, you know, from top down, it always is a disaster. But they want to wreck things. And that's my next question to you, because you're, you know, an insider who really studies this. Every incumbent, whether Republican or Democrat, is being thrown out of office, whether it's Specter, whether it's what, you know, just happened congressional seat in Hawaii, whether it's Massachusetts, it doesn't matter. I've never seen such a realignment against the establishment. So they really, you know, Obama was the fake revolution against Bush. Now people realize, my God, Obama is the real takeover. And so people are really, I mean, Zbigniew Brzezinski last week said our global governance is in trouble. He said the people have finally woken up worldwide to us. We're now in trouble. I don't know if you saw that speech, but they admit they're in trouble. How do you see them striking back? Because from every way I slice this, we are now really at the make it or break it crossroads.
Well, there is a real push. And again, I was in the room in The Hague in November 2000 when Jacques Chirac gave his speech calling Kyoto, the global warming treaty that covered 35 industrial titans like Iceland, Luxembourg, Belgium, Slovenia, Slovakia, but not China, India, Mexico, Brazil, and so on. I was in the room with some members of Congress and a few other Americans who were the only ones surprised when Jacques Chirac, who at the time was the president of France, said Kyoto was the first component of an authentic global governance. Jim Sensenbrenner is a Wisconsin Republican who marched outside and held an impromptu press conference that I stood there watching the left-wing press swearing at him. The Guardian reporter was swearing bollocks at him. And Sensenbrenner said, if you want to keep us out of something, call it global governance. Well, I said the Guardian noted that Obama's diplomats were telling EU diplomats there may be a delay on Kyoto 2 in the United States because he's considering something called a congressional executive agreement. That was, I heard you mention NAFTA before. NAFTA is precedent. It's never been tried, the constitutionality of this. It did not get to this. But the issue of Congress waiving Article 2, Section 2 ratification, advice and consent, the two-thirds ratification. NAFTA was a treaty between three countries that Congress just said is not a treaty. And they granted something called fast-track authority, which is a suggestion of what should be in it and a promise to give it an up or down, no amendment, no filibuster, 50+1 vote in both houses. Now, if you do this, and the administration apparently is telling Europeans, we may have to try this because we're going to call Kyoto 2 not a treaty, you're going to have a problem because it's then left up to the courts, and you know how activists they become. But what you're talking about is you have one bite at the apple. Don't trust the courts. You saw campaign finance. Oh, don't worry. The court will fix it. Don't trust them. What you have to do is block it at the granting of fast track for Kyoto 2. They won't call it Kyoto 2. They're going to call it Johannesburg because that's where the World Environment Summit is in 2012. They're actually going to try to get Kyoto 2, according to lefty advisors to Obama, like this fella Nigel Purvis, who's counseling him, just declared this next key global warming treaty not a treaty. It's got all, it quacks, flies, and does everything odious like a duck. But if you get Congress to say it's not a treaty, and the only difference is it means no two-thirds ratification, well, that's your one bite at the apple. The courts aren't going to help you, is my guess. And you have a 50+1 requirement, and it would take, you know, you see incumbents being thrown out, but I just don't know, given the way, you know, you didn't see the Democrats.
So they're going to come at us with a violation of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, treason, like this article. Top official says feds may not process illegals referred from Arizona. So, you know, citizens have no rights, but if illegal aliens get arrested, we won't pick them up. So it's the same thing here. The federal government just doesn't care what we say or who we elect or what we do. They're just going to do it because they're God. Expanding on that and, you know, trying to see where you see this going, what about the Republicans? I mean, they've got a big hand in allowing this to happen as well.
Yeah. You've got a problem right now. For example, this week we're supposed to have a vote, just requires 51 or 50 votes, not 60, saying EPA does not have the authority to do this through the back door. Now, this, of course, came through the courts. It was a 5-4 decision. We lost. I represented the skeptic scientists in this case. The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in Massachusetts versus EPA, saying EPA has the authority, does not have to, but has the authority to treat exhalation as pollution. Well, there's a resolution by Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and she's saying EPA does not, Congress is allowed to vote veto major rules within 60 days, and she's saying no. The problem is it has 41 co-sponsors, three Democrats, and that means three Republicans have said no. They're from the Northeast, to no surprise, Scott Brown and the ladies from Maine. Now, Scott Brown, during the campaign, said climate changes. We all know this. What I don't want to do is something as big as what EPA is proposing or cap and trade without getting to the bottom of the scientific scandals. Well, I assure you we've not gotten to the bottom of the scientific scandals. I submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to the University of Virginia on Friday. I'm not sure how far we'll get, but we will litigate it. We're suing NASA probably this week for our own climate gate. We're pushing this. But right now, we've already got three Republicans in the Senate who have not co-sponsored a bill to say EPA will not do this to the back door. Instead, the world's greatest deliberative body, why we shall deliberate on what will be the biggest intervention in our economy in our history. And you have three Republicans not co-sponsoring this thing? You need to shut down the business of the Senate if the administration tries to do this through the back door. And three Republicans have not co-sponsored.
Is that why they're so scared of Rand Paul? Because he gave that speech saying, we're not going to let you use fake environmentalism to shut our economy down?
I'm sure he troubles some by pointing some things out. I was told by the Spanish Green Jobs professor, Dr. Calzada, in an email that Rand Paul, in one of his acceptance speeches, pointed out that there's a new steel mill in Kentucky, the North American Stainless Plant, with the 175 workers. I write about this in my book, Power Grab, in which those steel workers are jobs that are sent from Spain because of cap and trade and green job schemes. The CEO was very clear. He said, you can make windmills out of steel, but you can't make steel using windmills. I'm paraphrasing. But Rand Paul pointed this out, and I don't think people in Washington like to hear the idea that the state is not responsible for economic growth.
Yeah, I mean, the grass grows, you know, the sky is blue, the sun comes up in the morning because Barack Obama reads off a teleprompter. Stay there. Final segment with our guest, the new book, I've got to read it, Power Grab, How Obama's Green Policies Will Steal Your Freedom and Bankrupt America.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Christopher Horner, author, researcher, litigator, Supreme Court, advisor to Congress, new book, Power Grab. Don't forget our new video we're carrying, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, States' Rights Movement. difference between a democracy and a republic, available at Infowars.com, or you can watch it online at PrisonPlanet.tv. And your purchases of books and videos make this radio broadcast what we do here possible. So you got big mega corporations in bed with government to create monopolies. As John D. Rockefeller the First said, competition is a sin. And this will destroy our free market system that's made this nation so great. It has nothing to do with the environment. Chris, we were talking during the break, and you pled, you know, many times before the Supreme Court. The arrogance level, though, I mean, I don't see Republicans opposing Elena Kagan, who is like Joe Stalin in drag or something. And then I was talking to you about what's happening with BP, and, you know, it just seems like it's a lawlessness. But give us your take on that in closing.
Well, what we said before going out last time was the idea to many elected officials that Washington is not responsible for economic growth is anathema here. So somebody like Rand Paul, who's going to come up and say those things, is going to be a troublemaker and isolated. You've got companies like BP who choose. Remember, their favorite politician in the last two decades was Barack Obama, a guy who swore to cause your listeners' energy prices to skyrocket. BP had no problem with that. Obama swore he had no problem with high gas prices. He just said they shouldn't go up too fast for the obvious reason. People will start calling for policies that will allow us greater access to the greatest energy reserves in the world. So you've got a problem with these companies like BP that are a bit, look, they can have their public spats now, but it's not that much of a spat. BP remains in bed mostly with the left, sometimes with the right, in Washington-style right, because they, like Enron, lost the plot. They began as an energy company, and then they started to try to make money off of derivatives and windmills and solar panels and pushing paper and not making anything. They tried to make money off of doing nothing. Now, a couple of months after I left Enron in 97, there was an Oval Office meeting, August 4th, 1997, Sir John Brown of BP and Ken Lay from Enron, with the President of the United States and the Vice President, Al Gore. And on August 1st, 1997, a Friday, in preparation for the Monday Oval Office meeting, there was a briefing memo written for Ken Lay, which is available online at masterresource.org. You can find it. In it, they say, okay, the unanimous Senate, I mean, the context was a week or so before the Senate had unanimously said, don't go to Kyoto and do this. So these two fellows, Ken Lay and John Brown of BP, go into the Oval Office, and they say, ignore that Senate. You got to go to Kyoto, and you got to do it, and here's what it has to be. And since, obviously, we know who won that one, there's a memo also available at Master Resource, and I discussed it in my book, from Ken Lay's Kyoto advisor from Kyoto 5 months later, saying this treaty is exactly what we've been lobbying for. So the unanimous Senate gets ignored when they say, look, you know, we go along with a lot, but not this. Not what Jacques Chirac calls global governance, not an obvious wealth transfer, not obviously rationing energy here.
How has the Senate changed, though? I mean, they can see that everything Obama's doing is political suicide, and still it looks like they'll be able to pass it. I mean, are they all bought off? Are they blackmailed? What's going on?
Well, Lindsey Graham's gotten so much pushback. He was the test case, and now the folks in South Carolina aren't happy with him, and so he says he'll vote for it, but he won't be a co-sponsor. Look, progress, I know, if Cap Weinberger said about detente, if this is progress, we can't afford much more progress. But you start setting some examples here. When Democrats are running as anti-cap and traitors, as happened in the Pennsylvania race in which they succeeded, when Scott Brown wins Massachusetts, saying in Cambridge that, no, you don't do this until you get to the bottom of what stinks. Of course, we don't know where he's going to vote on this thing. You are turning a very big ship of statism trying to steal your liberty. But read that book and listen to what they're saying.
No, I agree with you. I mean, we're having victories that they're having debate and switch now and aren't calling it cap and trade. Amazing. Christopher Horner, thank you for coming on with us. The book is Power Grab, in stores all over, CEI.org. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. I'm out of time. Retransmission starts now, ladies and gentlemen. Standing up for humanity, for the interest of the people, for the republic. God bless you all. Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.